Coming in at 9.0 on the Richter scale, but a 10.0 on the laughter scale, here's Cliff and Kendall.
Hey, baby, baby, baby. Breaking, breaking, breaking,
breaking,
Frodo is bagging.
Oh, hey, Cliff.
Hey, Kendall.
Or should I say, hola.
I guess you can say whatever you want. This is Cliff and Kendall, coast to coast. We're an internet talk show / radio filler program for Rye 99 in Busheltown, USA. But that's not where we are.
No. We are in Barcelona.
Barcelona, Barcelona, men have made you.
We are coming to you from outside of the Super Ocho here in Barcelona.
It's a little inn that we're staying at.
And it's quaint.
So we just set up the booth, got Charles to set it up right outside the parking lot because we thought, you know, why go too far?
Oh, it took him 3 tries.
Who cares, Kendall? Are we here to judge?
I am.
Oh, no. Judge Judy, take off your robes.
You know you don't want to see what's under here.
Oh, God.
You're right. Because this is not television.
Yeah.
You can't see us. So no, why not just do it here? And we'll do our sightseeing later.
Who cares?
Mrs. Bada 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 Chair, Mr. Not Bottom, they've been out all morning sightseeing.
Oh, sightseeing with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. So I can't even imagine. She said she's got to show us all the pictures. She texted
She's so
us.
Excited.
Oh, I think she said she'd taken 1,700 pictures.
Oh, my God.
So there's a lot. There's a lot to go through.
I can't wait to sit down and look at all those.
Yeah. And so, but this is not a show about Barcelona and us just sitting here in the parking lot. We are doing a show about bread. A salute to bread.
Well, you know, we love our bread. Let's salute it.
I love our bread.
I do. I love it. I love those carbs.
So while we're here, what do you have to say about bread in Barcelona? Have you had any of the big Barcelona bread?
Oh, Cliff, I've tried every single bread shop we've passed.
Yeah.
I've had enormous amounts of bread. I look like bread now.
I look like
a freshly
a baked loaf.
Yeah. That's just like exploding everywhere.
Yeah.
That's
what you look like.
The bread is amazing here, is everything else.
Oh, God, it's so good. The bread in Barcelona, if you've not ever heard of it or...
you haven't heard of it.
...encountered it for yourself, bread in Barcelona. But what else has struck you about Barcelona? Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, you know, she made that big speech on the big city square, wherever that was, the other night. The old town, the busiest street in the world, or isn't that what it was? They were saying it in Spanish, and I couldn't catch it.
I don't know. I did not know Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Charm was so fluent in Spanish.
Well, you know, she got Crockpot to help her with some of the translations, and she picks up on things easily.
She does. She's a very smart woman.
I thought she gave a great
speech. And, you know, I love that everyone here seems to be so nice. They don't look at us like people in America do. And they're like, oh, look at those fat people. They're a lot more friendly. And they're like, here, have some more bread.
I know. Well, and what I love about Barcelona is they hate flamenco dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. And they hate the bullfighting. They banned it years ago.
I'm very happy about that. Those poor bulls.
Poor bulls. And I went to about 30 of the 55 museums earlier today.
What?
It was because I had
you went to 30 museums?
Well, I know we didn't come on a jet. We actually came over here on an ocean liner, if you heard last week's show. But I had ocean liner lag. And so I was up at the wrong time of the day. You know how that is.
Uh-huh.
And so I just thought, well, maybe some of the museums. There's 55 museums Barcelona. Why don't I just go around knocking on doors? It's like 2 a.m. But I thought, surely there's some open all night museums for weary travelers like ourselves.
I don't know if you want to go to those all night museums.
But I went to 30 of them. There were about two, night watchmen who shooed me away.
Uh-huh.
And the others just had locks and chains.
It was a night at the museums. Did you?
It was on the outside of the sidewalks.
Did you go to the Picasso Museum yet?
No, I didn't make it to that one.
Because I want to go to the Picasso Museum. Now, I went to the Magic Fountain Show while you were out at the museum.
Oh.
Because you didn't want to go to the Magic Fountain Show.
Oh, yeah, well.
I don't know why.
Explain it to me. Oh, it's a fountain.
It's a Magic Fountain Show. There's like they're like lights and they have lasers. All this stuff is synchronized. Cliff, how could you not want to go see dancing magic fountain water?
Give me one of those laser pointers and a water fountain.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Give me death. That's,
that was a great show. I think that my trip this morning was way better than your 30 museums.
Well, I mean,
I loved it.
The outsides were all really cool.
Well, I'm glad you loved them.
At this one place, they had all of these like funeral carriages. And so I stopped and sang all the funeral songs from Evita.
They were like, God, not another Evita song. I'm sorry, but have you tried this coffee in Spain?
And undeserving of such attention, unless we all are, I think we all are.
Don't sing for me so right now, Fatso.
So share my glory. So share my coffin.
Cliff, when we saw Evita, it was like we were in Barcelona then.
It was, even though that was in Argentina. But it was similar. Well, it felt the same.
I didn't know the difference.
It felt the same. And in both places, you had me singing the entire score right next to you. So
you know, that's why they felt so similar.
That's why. Because I was like, what's new, Barcelona? I'm new. But you know what you're going to get in me? Just a little touch of Argentina's brand of star quality.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear, I see you singing a feeder again, dear. Oh, he's been singing it all morning.
Oh, my boss. You know, we've just returned from sightseeing with the
dear,
children.
Lovely, dear. So lovely.
Oh, dear. Oh, Mrs. Butterchurn, you know, she was stopping us at every landmark and taking our photograph in front of them all, boss.
Dear, we got so many wonderful photos here, dear. If you want to look through these, dear.
Yes, I've never seen Funky and Opie look so happy, dear.
Oh, dear, I can't wait to see their beautiful smiling faces in our photos.
Boot up your camera, dear.
Yeah, hold on, let me.
You've got to see. Oh, my. You must. All of the 55 museums we visited this morning, boys.
I've learned you have to turn this on right, dear, cause, or else you won't be able to see anything.
I'm jealous you got to go to the museums. Did you saw the one with all the funeral things outside of it?
Oh, dear. Well, of course, dear. We got many pictures of that, dear.
Oh, yes. I wept.
There was some fat man in front, though, blocking my view.
Oh, my dear. There was Charles the Contractor, dear.
Oh, God.
I had him walk a few paces in front of us so no one would pick our pockets.
Can't we get him arrested?
Oh, you know, every city, all foreign cities of the world, boys, are very bad about pickpocketing Americans.
Well, luckily I don't have any money for them to pickpocket. Here we go.
My pants are so tight, if they put their hand in my pocket, it would get stuck in
there. I'll pick their hand off
of
their...
Well, so what... Now, that picture looked like then black.
Oh,
what
dear,
is that?
I don't know what's wrong with this picture, dear. Let me click on the next one, dear.
Oh, dear. That's a ceiling,
that?
Dear, of our hotel
oh,
room.
Oh, my dear. I must have messed up that photo, dear. Let me click on this next one. Oh, my.
Oh, that's the sky.
Oh, no, dear. All these photos are terrible, dear.
Oh, dear. That got a beautiful, lovely shot of your ear, dear.
Oh, dear. Well, it is a lovely ear, dear, but I don't understand why this has to be a buckle.
Oh, dear. Even your ears are beautiful.
Yeah, I pushed the button you told me to, dear. This is not the correct button, right?
Dear, of course it's the right button,
Mrs.
Dear.
That's the menu button.
Dear. Oh, here's a photo, dear. It's of Opie's baby bag.
Dear, you would have thought Dr. Blathers would have taken these photos, dear. This is horrible, dear. We must go out again, dear. All those pictures must be recreated, dear.
Oh, dear, we must have photographs. You know, Barcelona is even older than Rome, dear.
Well, nothing looks old in these photos, dear. All I see is purses and ears, dear.
Oh, dear, there's one of the inside of your doily pocket.
Oh, dear, well, that's the best photo I've taken so far on the roll.
Remind us to get an 8x10 of that one, girl.
Oh, quite right, dear.
All right, well,
we must schedule a tour tomorrow, dear.
You guys are done. We got a few tips.
We are working on
here.
A show.
Oh,
dear, I'm so sorry, dear. Of course, where are my manager?
All right, sorry.
Okay, well, let's talk about some bread, Cliff.
All right.
Because we do love it. So
bread, bread, bread.
It's been around forever, Cliff.
Oh, God.
Flatbreads go back all the way to the ancient Egyptians. They loved it.
Speaking of that, you know, superstition, very superstitious. Writings on the wall. Superstition says it's bad luck to turn a loaf of bread upside down.
It is?
It's bad luck, bitch. If you've been wondering why your life sucks.
I should have stored that bread upside down in the cupboard. Bread doesn't throw people apart, Cliff. It brings people together.
Yeah, I've always said that.
It's seen as a peace offering in so many different religious ceremonies and across so many countries and races and religions.
Yeah.
Bread brings everyone together.
I've often said that. The original title of Madonna's music from the year 2000 was Bread Makes the People Come Together, but they changed it because they said, Madonna, this isn't going to play on the radio. They're not going to want to sing about bread. She said, well, what the fuck are they going to want to sing about? And they're like, I don't know. Music. And so, all right, music.
Well, so she took over the music, and we're like, we'll cover bread.
Madonna, don't worry yourself about it. Kendall, I want you to stop right now and think about this statistic.
Okay.
More than 90% of violent crimes are committed within 24 hours of eating bread.
Oh, you're right.
Yes, of course I'm right.
So you're saying bread is the root of all evil.
If you get that from there, then hey, I'm not going to stop you.
If my trainer would probably say that. Like I have a trainer.
Like you have a trainer.
Cliff, you know the worst idea since sliced bread was?
Oh, your training bra. What?
Oh, no, that was the best idea.
Oh.
Banning it. In 1943, a member of the U.S. government decided to ban sliced bread.
Oh,
for
no.
For reasons that still are not clear. It was an unpopular idea, to say the least. Almost as bad as prohibition.
Oh, no.
Can we stop banning things as a country?
I want to ban on bands.
Let's ban bands.
I want to just ban a band.
All right. I want to see how long you would wait.
Oh, do you now?
Before we take a break. So let's see how long would you wait.
How long is this going to take?
We'll see it's how quickly you go. Cliff, how long would you wait
for this segment to be over?
Oh my God. For a crate that is marked with the word fragile that contains a major award. It's a lamp in the shape of a leg. And oh, this major award, Cliff, it just happens to be the actual one used in the movie A Christmas Story.
Oh, well, I guess I'd wait till next Christmas, Kendall.
Oh, good.
Well, you're making me sad thinking about these Christmas things.
Well, I just won.
All right, Kendall, how long would you wait? You know, I heard some people talking about this very thing in the lobby of a hotel this morning. You know, the Eiffel Tower was meant to be in Barcelona.
Mm.
But the Barcelonians, they rejected it. They said, that's a radical design. We don't want no part of it.
It's radical.
And so instead, they gave it to Paris. And of course, the rest is history. So how long would you wait, Kendall, to give Barcelona back the Eiffel Tower? And just take it out of Paris's hands. Give it back to where it belongs.
How long would I wait to give it back?
Barcelona into the Paris of Spain the way it was meant to be.
I mean, I love Barcelona and all. I don't know how much stake I have in making sure they're the Paris.
I'm not saying anything about stake. It's just you need to tell me how long you would wait.
Okay. Oh, well, I'll help Barcelona out. Thank you. I'll wait a week.
A week?
Yeah.
Kendall, I hope that there is not an angry mob outside waiting for you.
Well, I got other places to go on this tour, Cliff.
Oh, holy shit.
All right,
what?
How long would you wait for a lifetime subscription of the porn site of your choice?
Oh, I guess I'd wait as long as it took. No, I mean, I don't know. Most of it's free on the internet anyway, folks.
All right. You heard it here first.
I mean, do you really need to watch longer than the preview?
No.
Kendall, how long would you wait to reignite the publishing industry and make magazines popular again?
Oh, Cliff, I'll wait a while for that.
I'll wait a while. And yet you won't give Barcelona the Eiffel Tower that they so richly deserve.
I'll give it to them. I just don't have time to wait more than a week.
All right.
So I don't know. I wait a couple months to help out with magazines, getting that publishing back on track.
All right,
Cliff, one more for you.
All right.
How long would you wait to have every movie ever made in a personal library accessible whenever you want? You can go to this library and check out anything you want of any movie ever.
I'll wait as long as you do for the Eiffel Tower.
Just a week.
Kendall, I've only got a week. Got places
right.
to go, people to
all
see.
All right.
No, I don't know. A while. All right, Kendall, how long would you wait to do this, to abduct Ira Glass and lock him in a room with nothing to do but listen to our show.
Oh, Cliff, I'll wait as long as it takes. I'll wait at least a couple years for that one.
Years. I'd wait years.
Who cares about Barcelona, but bring me Ira Glass, damn it. Maybe he'll put us on his show. It'll be This Fat Life.
This fat, this obese tragedy.
Yeah. And Cliff, I can't wait one more damn minute before we go for a break.
Nor can I.
So we'll be right back after this.
All right.
Everyone has regrets. Don't add missing Cliff and Kendall to the list. They'll be right back, so don't go away.
Hi, I'm Lucille Ball, speaking for the YWCA. You know, I've spent all my life learning about living and working and marriage and being a mother, about my work and how to be a better performer and entertainer. I'm always eager to learn about all kinds of new things. If you are too, check out your community YWCA. You'll learn a lot. YWCA.
We now return to your magic time. Cliff and Kendall are back.
Welcome back, welcome back,
welcome back
to Barcelona.
Barcelona, Barcelona, I'm in heaven. No, it's not a Michael Bublé in Barcelona. It's not Bublé in Barcelona.
It's Cliff and Kendall at the Super Ocho.
Super Ocho parking lot.
Yeah.
And Mr. Snodbutter, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Church. Why are they, what have they got with them? They're walking over here carrying big lumps of.
I don't know. What those, is that?
What is that?
Looks like a science experiment. Oh, dear. Set these down here, dear.
Oh. Just move it out of the way,
Bo. That's heavy, dear.
Yes, Bo.
What is this? What have you brought us?
Well, I don't know if you noticed out here in the courtyard of the hotel, but we've been taking a sculpting class.
Oh, a sculpting class.
And we decided what better to sculpt than the bust of these two big old boys in their boots.
Oh, this is us.
So I sculpted you, Candleboy.
Oh, dear, and I did you, Cliff. Look at the likeness, dear.
That does. That's almost is not quite as big as my bust.
Well, dear, they ran out of clay, dear.
Oh, there wasn't
enough. We only had so much, dear.
Several people got none because of all the clay that we required.
Oh, ouch. Dear, we had to stuff it with newspaper on the inside just to make it big enough, dear.
But our instructor, he said he's seen people try to sculpt Americans before. So he's used to having to stretch the clay, as it were.
Oh, dear. Well, these are lovely. Thank you.
I hope you'll enjoy them, bars. Oh. Perfect for a mantelpiece or a pedestal, bars, if you have a bare pedestal at home.
I did have several bare pedestals. I was thinking, what am I going to put on these pedestals?
You did. I was over there. I was like, what are all these damn bare pedestals?
Well, now we got it. But I love that you guys have been taking sculpting lessons. That's great.
You know, you got to keep busy, Buzz.
Quite right. You know, and you boys can go as well. They offer sculpting and yoga every morning in the courtyard, dear.
Oh, yogurt. I love it.
Yoga.
Oh.
Yoga.
Okay. Oh, excuse me. One of our dear friends that we've just made in the sculpting class is waving to us, dear. Let's go say hello to
hello,
Jose.
Dear.
Oh, yes. Oh, let me get the door open, Boaz.
Hey,
Jose,
hold
on there, Boaz.
I want to talk to you. Well, these are
big.
What was that?
I don't know.
These are huge.
You think yours is a little bit lumpier than mine?
Well, so. They're both pretty lumpy.
It's a lump.
Let's not get into details, Cliff. What are we going to do with it? I guess we'll just leave them here.
Just sit in here. Who knows? Maybe
we're already out of room.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right.
Kendall, now before you say anything, I have to tell you this one thing that happened, okay?
Okay.
I was sitting in the toilet of our hotel room, okay?
You're in the toilet.
Well, I was on the toilet. Mm-hmm. I was on the bowl of our hotel room, and I had the greatest sports moment of my whole life.
Sports.
Sitting there, because I had it was just a piece of toilet tissue there, Kendall. But I wadded it up. Bang, one shot, got it in the trash can in the corner.
That was your best sports moment of your life.
And I thought, this is what it feels like when Michael Jordan makes the winning hoop of a basketball game.
Very, very timely reference, Cliff.
I knew what the dream team felt like at that moment.
You felt like a Harlem Globetrotter.
I thought, am I Kobe Bryant? And the only other thing I wanted to mention really briefly is, aren't emojis, they're just too detailed now. It's like a Pixar movie.
Oh, I know.
And, I mean, shouldn't it just be a little smiley face?
Yeah. That's all I ever use. I get emojis from people, and it's like, you know, it's like somebody like winning an Olympic sport. And I'm like, well, this is a little too much.
It's a bit much.
It's a bit much.
Bit much, Apple, dial it back on the emojis. All right, that's it for that. We must be overdue for a segment.
We are always overdue for a segment, Cliff. It's time to play Don't Touch That Dial.
Don't touch it.
Don't touch it, Cliff. Touch it, Cliff. Touch it.
Would you not touch it? All right, I have a question for you.
What sitcom's wife's pregnancy?
Oh, sitcom wife pregnancy.
Prompted her to eat pistachio ice cream with huge fudge topped with sardines. With hot fudge topped with sardines.
Peg Bundy.
No.
No.
Lucy Ricardo.
Lucy Ricardo.
Yes.
All right. Kendall, let me ask you this. You're never going to guess.
You're never going to get it. Come on. I'm trying. Give me the question.
Who gets surrounded by putty tats in the cartoon Putty Tat Twubble?
Is that Sylvester the cat?
No, Sylvester was not surrounded by putty tats, him being a putty tat himself.
Oh,
it was
the putty
Tweety
tat.
Boy.
Oh, Tweety. When you said putty tat, I was just thinking of
I know.
Yeah.
I know, baby.
I know that you know what I'm thinking, but I wanted the listeners to know.
They'll never get it.
Okay, good.
They haven't gotten it in 470 shows. They're not going to get it.
All right.
Kendall, let me ask you this. Who replied E when asked what her favorite vowel was?
E. That could be so many people. Was it Diane Sawyer?
Only be one. No, it was Vanna White.
Oh, I see now.
You see now.
I see now.
Not everybody's just being asked their favorite damn vowel.
Well, I didn't really put it together. Sorry, one second. Gotta find which one I have.
No, take your time.
Okay.
We're all just here in Barcelona hanging out. Mr. Snodbottom, Potter Butter Butter Churn, they're over there talking to that guy from their class.
They look like they're arguing about something.
Uh-oh.
Cliff, what actor's footprints did Lucy and Ethel steal from in front of Grauman's Chinese Theater?
Ooh, with a John Wayne.
Yes, he's rounding up a posse and they're rounding up his footprints.
Kendall, what TV preacher said that folks who spoke in tongues ate too much pizza last night?
The Jefferson, what's his name? I can't remember. From Amen, the TV show.
No.
You know what I'm talking about, though, don't you?
Sherman Helms?
Yeah.
No, Sherman. It was a real TV preacher named Jerry Falwell.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
I'm not going to touch that doll.
Don't touch it.
Cliff, are you done? You have more.
Oh, I'm done.
All right, good.
I can be done. Let's be done.
You can start touching that doll.
You can touch it again. Okay, whatever. If you've really got to.
I'm so distracted about what they're arguing about. They're coming
what
this
are
way.
They? Oh, no.
Dear, I'm telling you, dear. Oh, dear. I'm so sorry to interrupt, dear, but we are at impasse, dear.
Oh, dear. How could you believe such a ridiculous story, dear?
Okay,
about the founding of Barcelona. Oh, my.
What's happened? We've been talking to our instructor of our sculpting class, dear, and we're both just at odds, dear. I think that, you know, the city of Barcelona, dear, was, of course, founded by the father of Hannibal, dear.
Oh, no, dear. It was founded long before the founding of Rome by Hercules himself, dear. Oh, everyone knows that's how Barcelona began.
Dear, that's ridiculous, dear.
Oh,
if you know anything about Barcelona culture,
true.
Dear, and history, dear,
my
you know, dear.
Uncle Pepperoni used to tell me of
Uncle
the founding
of
Hercules in Barcelona.
Hey, whoa.
Wait, just wait a second here. Come on.
Let's not fight. Why are we so up in arms about this?
Dear, it's very important. If you can't agree on the founding of Barcelona, Buzz, what can you agree on? It was, of course, Hercules.
Well,
I don't agree with that at all. I think it's okay to just have your own interpretation of who founded Barcelona. What does it really matter? It was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. Who cares?
Oh, who cares? That's like saying, who cares if God himself created the heavens and the earth, dear? Can you believe how sacrilegious Cliff and Candle have become in this new year, dear?
You look, maybe...
Oh,
Maybe it was neither of them that actually found it.
Oh, now you're just speaking insanely, boy.
Should take this up with the Council of Founders, dear. Oh, we've got... We Gothic get, Center, dear.
Oh, Dr. Blathers on the line to help Kendall out. He's got a screw loose, dear.
He's on speed dial, number 3.
Oh, my God. I can't. I'm not even going to touch this with a dial.
Oh, don't touch it.
Don't.
Look,
oh, dear.
I'm sorry you guys are at such an impasse about this, but maybe go ask an expert and see if you can hone in a little bit more on who that
is. You can go, I'm sure, to one of the many old cathedrals around.
Yes.
You know, take some pictures, light a candle, pray.
Yeah, I will do that, dear. We'll do lots of prayer, dear.
Yes, dear.
Mr. Tom Bottom went off his rocker, dear.
Oh, no, dear. Let's take this to the Lord in prayer.
I think it's a great idea. Oh, yes. The Lord is that way.
Oh, dear baby Jesus, please tell us how.
Oh, dear Jesus, to you, dear.
Hercules.
You know, dear Hercules.
Hercules!
I think we need to take it down a notch.
Take it down.
Ooh, that was very stressful. I don't like that. Who cares who founded Barcelona? Who founded bread?
Oh, bread. Kendall, please tell me more about bread.
Do you want to hear some more about
bread? Tell me one more thing about bread. I forgot this was even a show about bread.
All right, Cliff.
I love bread so
much. You know, Betty White is famous for saying she was old enough to remember a time before sliced bread.
Aww.
She's 92, and sliced bread was introduced to the public in 1928, which means she was around to savor the greatest creation of all time. Wasn't that a great little... piece of knowledge.
I just love to savor a slice of bread.
Me too.
Savor the flavor.
Savor it.
That's what I always say. And Kendall, then I always ask, do you want to hear something weird?
Oh, you know I do, Cliff. It's time for some weird news.
Oh, you know I do.
Oh, no weird news.
Oh.
All right, Cliff. Here we go.
All right.
I'll start us out.
All right.
Cliff, an ordained pagan priest received permission last week to sport goat horns in his main driving license photo.
Oh, God.
He said that unless he's sleeping or bathing, he's always wearing his goat horns, and they serve as a spiritual antenna to help him educate others about paganism.
I like it.
So I think everyone should be able to wear whatever they want to in the license photo.
I think so, too.
Be it goat horns or whatever. There we go.
I'm with you. That's not even weird. That's just something that happened.
Okay.
Kendall, in Cheyenne, Wyoming, guess what? The police said that a half-eaten sandwich was left behind by a suspect, and it led them to his arrest with a DNA sample. The police have dubbed him the PB&J burglar. And he's been connected to 6 robberies from the DNA left on the sandwich and on an old coffee cup that he left at a JCPenney's that he robbed. And he has allegedly done a bunch of other bad stuff, but basically the peanut butter.
Well, I was going to say...
Weird, Cliff. I was going to say, I'm glad that they can't DNA test crumbs.
Oh,
we would never leave a
could.
Sandwich behind.
They could. You know they could.
We'd have crumbs all over the place.
All over the place.
All right, Cliff.
Do you know crumb is what you call the inside of the bread under the crust? It's the crumb.
Oh, it is. Yes. So that's where the name crumbs come from, when all the crumbs. That would have been a great tip to share at the beginning of the show, Cliff.
I just thought I'd sneak it in here at the end.
Sneak it in while we're in the middle of weird news.
It's Barcelona. We've got a lot of things going on.
All right, Cliff.
Don't hassle me. I'm local.
So, in December, police in New York had to break into a car to save what appeared to be a trapped elderly woman.
Are you shitting me? I bet it was just something stupid like a blow-up doll.
Well, it wasn't a blow-up doll, Cliff.
Oh, damn.
It was covered in snow. It looked as though she was trapped in the snow, but it turned out...
And frozen and not moving.
Yeah, yeah. She sells... Yeah. The owner sells medical equipment, and it was a lifelike doll used to demonstrate CPR and other medical procedures. So the guy was very mad they had to break into his window.
Oh.
Guess the mannequin challenge turned up everywhere.
Oh, shit. Kendall, a widow.
Weird.
Oh, this poor widow. She's launched a lawsuit against a store in Florida, which she believes is responsible for what but her husband's death. Maria, she claims that her 69-year-old husband, Fernando, that he died as a result of emotional distress after the staff at Walgreens refused to let him leave until he had cleaned the toilet.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the man, Fernando, he'd been a loyal customer at this Walgreens in Florida for years, and one day he went in there to take a big duke, and He walked out, but before he could make it all the way through those sliding doors, everybody, he heard somebody say, "You left a mess. There's shit all over the bathroom."
Oh, my God.
And so...
customer service has really gone down.
Maria, she says that one worker threatened her husband and forced him to clean the bathroom. at I don't know, merchandise scanner point. And... Moreover, she says that the whole situation resulted in the death of Fernando. Just died from it.
That's terrible.
It's terrible, and it's weird. It is weird. It's so weird.
No.
Who else has ever died from cleaning the damn toilet?
Well, that's why I try not to clean the toilet. Pretty shitty.
From now on, that's what I'm going to say. Well, did you hear about that guy?
I'm not cleaning any more toilets.
He's just at Walgreens, left a big Duke, and he died.
Okay, that's weird. You win, Cliff. It's weird.
I thought so. I saw the slides, Fernando.
And that's all the time we have for weird news, Cliff.
There was something in the air that night. The stars were bright. Fernando. What are we going to do with these big busts
made? Look, Charles is over there. God, doing God knows what.
Vaping. He's vaping. Oh,
Charles, can you put that vape down and come in?
Oh, hey, guys. Sorry, I'm trying to eat this empanada. I gotta eat it real quick.
Charles, it's squirting all over everything. Can you please not? Right. Oh, God. Why did we call him into this? This is stupid.
What did you want?
Charles, can you take these busts that Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Turn, Mr. Snotbottom has sculpted of us and just set them outside? They're kind of in the way. Just move them over there for us, please.
All right, I'm sorry. I'll be holding this empanada.
It's squeezed out all over, though. That's got juice on the floor. Oh. What is that?
What the hell is that?
All right, let me get these things.
Charles, watch out. You've destroyed these beautiful busts that Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Turner, Mrs. Snot Bottom made.
Oh, no, and you got empanada juice all over Kendall's white pants.
Well, once again, Charles, thank you for coming in here.
Well, Kendall, it's your fault for wearing those white pants.
Well, I thought they were very Barcelona-esque.
Barcelona, Barcelona.
The last time I wear white pants.
Well, did we really need these busts anyway? I don't have
room. Now we don't have to pack them back. Just let's not tell them to after we leave Barcelona so they'll remake them.
Yeah, here, you real quick sweep all that up. Go get a broom.
All right, I'll go get a broom.
Kendall, if you have two loaves of bread, sell one and buy a lily. And that was a Chinese proverb.
Cliff, how can a nation be called great if its bread tastes like Kleenex?
Oh, shit, Julia Child.
Julia Child. All right, Cliff, I'm going to get a broom. Take us home.
Okay, take me home. We're in Barcelona.
I'm going to get a broom.
Bye. All right, bye.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Weird, 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 weird.